But then the war finished and things started, and you said that it was still difficult in the 50s.
Well, then DC, there were some depressed years. The 40s were depressed, were years of depression. The company improved slowly during the 40s and into the 50s was increasing all the time. And they used to do house purchases as well at that time. Like they did, they lent money to policyholders for the purchase of houses, you see.
When did that start?
They started that just after the they started, I think, before the war. They were doing a bit of it at that time. It was there certainly in 43 when I went in.
So the kind of insurance you could take out would be on your life. That was the first
on your life,
and also you could now take an insurance out on your house.
There's not an insurance so much, but you could get a loan to buy your house.
It was a lending
like the same as a building society. Yes. You see, but you had to cover. You had to have a life policy. You see, it was one way of selling insurance policies. You see, by giving the housing loans, and of course there were much more strict rules than there were in later years. For instance, a loan would be only granted to the principal earner if a husband and wife were working.
Yeah.
Only the principal earner could get the loan, and it would be restricted to 2.5 times the earnings of the principal earner. He wouldn't get more than 2.5 times of that, and he would only get 80 to 90% of it. You know, he wouldn't get the full 100%.
So it wasn't that easy, really.
No. Well, you had to have reasonable prospects of being able to pay it back. You know, yeah, you see.
So you were well assessed.
Yeah. Well, then 1950s came and you had a depression, something like today, a recession. People weren't able to meet their house purchase obligations. And at that time, what people would do is just walk out of a house, lock the door and pay no more. And the company would take it over. But nobody, you couldn't sell a house. So the company got out of it altogether. After the 1950s, when they disposed of whatever property was there, they never went into house purchase again. They gave up doing that.
And because they had lost so much.
Well, paying that. It was a lot of trouble, you see. It was a very troublesome thing to operate, you know, like when in depression, in years of depression, you know, when people were leaving houses. And
was there any evictions at that stage, you know, where people couldn't pay and they stayed in?
Well, very few stayed in because they could take action against them, you know. If they did, but in most cases, like they managed to, most of them managed to clear their arrears, and a lot of them, and those that didn't and left the properties, well, they tried, the company disposed of the properties at the best possible price, you know. And,
yeah.
And, but they didn't continue doing house purchases, you see.
So they went back to life policies only?
Went back to life policies only, you see. And of course, they were doing pension schemes as well, you know, like the. They'd manage a pension scheme for anybody else, you know, like.
Yeah.
When the company began to expand, they got their own actuaries and that, you know.
Mm. It'd be interesting to know who your customers were. Who were the kind of people taking out loans?
Well, there were mostly people who had a genuine interest in subsidising Irish industry. You know, the man in the street, he felt like that he should support an Irish company at that time. There was a great wave, like particularly coming up to the Le Mans era, you know, like that interest in Irish industry and working at home and keeping the money in the country and all that type of, and developing the country, you know, that was beginning to come to the surface, you know, very much in Ireland. And that benefited Irish companies, of course, you know. Then, of course, a lot of the people who worked in New Ireland, they had their own New Ireland hurling club was theirs, you see. A lot of the GA people would support the Irish company as far as insurance was concerned, you know, like they were all very, very good that way, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, Frank Thornton was very much involved in the GAA, you know, like, and he would never, every Sunday he went to a match in Croke Park, you know, every Sunday of his life.
And did, you know, kind of, I suppose that it was a very strong Republican background. So therefore, it had that.